ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमः श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तना हृदि अंतःस्थोय भद्राणी विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 53 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा किडनैप्स रुक्मिणी। विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम वर्सेस 40-43। वर्स नंबर 40 इज ऑन द बोर्ड। पदभ्याम विनिर्णयौ द्रष्टुम् भवान्यः पादपल्लवम् साचानुध्यायति सम्यन् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजम्। पद्भ्यां विनिर्ययौ द्रष्टुम् भवान्यः पादपल्लवम् साचानुध्यायति सम्यन् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजम्। पद्भ्यां विनिर्ययौ द्रष्टुम् भवान्यः पादपल्लवम् साचानुध्यायति सम्यन् मुकुन्दचरणाम्बुजम्। अदर वर्सेस आई जस्ट रीड थ्रू। यत्वान् मातृभिः सार्धं सखीभिः परिवर्धिता गुप्ता राजभटैः सूरैः सन्नद्धैरुदयाद्युधैः मृदंग शंख पणवास्तूर्य भैर्य च जग निरे नानोपहार बलिभिर् वारमुख्या सहस्रशः श्रीगन्ध वस्त्राभरणैर्द्विजपत्न्यः स्वलङ्कृता गायन्त्यश्च स्तुवन्तश्च गायका वाद्यवादकाः परिवार्य वधुं जग्मु सूतमागधवन्दिनः. वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग फॉर द वर्स नंबर 40. पादभ्याम ऑन फुट विनिर्ययौ वेंट आउट द्रष्टुम इन ऑर्डर टू सी भवान्या ऑफ मदर भवानी पादपल्लवम द लोटस पेटल फीट सा शी च एंड अनुध्यायति मेडिटेटिंग सम्यक टोटली मुकुंद ऑफ कृष्णा चरणाम्बुजम ऑन द लोटस फीट. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. रुक्मिणी साइलेंटली वेंट आउट ऑन फुट to see the lotus feet of deity Bhavani. Accompanied by her mothers and girlfriends and protected by the king's valiant soldiers who held their upraised weapons at the ready, she simply absorbed her mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. And all the while, mridangas, conch shells, panavas, horns and other instruments resounded. Behind the bride followed thousands of prominent courtesans bearing various offerings and presents, along with well-adorned brahmanas' wives singing and reciting prayers and bearing gifts of garlands, scents, clothing and jewelry. There were also professional singers, musicians, bards, chroniclers and heralds. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that from her own quarters up to the temple of Bhavani, Rukmini went by palanquin and thus was easily protected. Only for the last 12 to 15 feet from the palace to the temple area did she go on foot, with royal bodyguards stationed outside the temple on all sides. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna. So before beginning, I seek blessings from all the devotees that I may be able to speak something for my purification and for your inspiration. So here, this chapter, Lord Krishna comes to Kundina from Dwarka to kidnap Rukmini. So what's going to happen now is very exciting. It's a very happening event that's going to happen. So in past few weeks, many devotees have spoken very elaborately on the different events which lead up to this arrival of Lord Krishna to Dwarka, to Vidarbha for kidnapping Rukmini Devi. And in just few verses from today, the most exciting, the climax of this whole event is going to occur. And so all those who are interested, they can be tuned in, and either on ISKCON Desire Tree or you can come here and hear this. And it's interesting that how this whole episode is described by Srila Shukdeva Goswami in such great detail. So, you know, we see this is a episode which is quite romantic, and here the speaker, he is a sannyasi himself, and he is speaking it in great detail. And in few verses from now you will see that how when Rukmini Devi, she steps out from the temple of Durga after her worship, he describes in great detail her beauty. And you know, we see that there is a need for every human being to experience these different kinds of emotions of romance, sensation, suspense, action, reversals, calamities, chivalry, intrigue, so many things. And here we see in this chapter, in this particular episode, almost all the things are getting covered very nicely. And the way it is being described by Shukdeva Goswami is very absorbing. We see that this particular need of different experiencing these kind of emotions is fulfilled in the contemporary society by creating so many movies on action, on romance, and so many things, horror, suspense. And also many people, they resort to reading fictitious novels for this, to get this excitement. So this is a natural need. But then we see that even after going through this experience in the material way of going to the movies or reading the novels, it immediately loses the taste and it becomes, you know, boring. So it is like chewing the bamboo stick, thinking that it is sugar cane. You know, we don't get any juice. And that's why there is a need of so many people writing so many novels, so many movies coming, mostly the same theme, only the actors, they keep changing. And still people are not satisfied. In fact, they go out disappointed, frustrated, and bored. So, you know, here we see that although there is a momentary relief from these kind of, you know, different endeavors which are minus Krishna, but then there is no, you know, lasting happiness that a person gets. But when we hear these very same things which are presented in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, we see that it is not only very absorbing, but it is also very purifying in our life. And ultimately brings us closer to Lord Krishna. And for this very reason, Lord Krishna again and again comes in this material world and displays his various pastimes, so that he can attract all of us. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his prayer, in one of his prayers to Lord Gopinath, he says, Gopinath, tumi kripa parabar, jivera karane, ashiya prapanche, lila koilo suvistar. So he says, O Gopinath, you are the ocean of mercy. Having come into this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes for the sake of the fallen souls. So, you know, for the pastimes of the Lord, this material world is not a fit place. Because, you know, we know what is the quality of the world here. But Krishna, he actually takes that endeavor and comes only out of compassion. There is no compulsion on part of Lord Krishna that he has to come to this material world. But he comes only out of compassion for all of us. And we see here that in this particular pastime, Lord Krishna is exactly doing the same thing. Rukmini, although she is goddess of fortune herself, but she is playing the role of, you know, which is identifiable with the situation of the conditioned soul, all of us. So, you know, Braj Bihari Prabhu, in few of his in one of his classes few weeks back, he was describing that how Rukmini Devi, she is like the conditioned soul, and Rukmi, the, you know, character here we see Rukmi, the brother of Rukmini, who is making so many plans out of his own selfishness to marry her to Shishupal. He is like mind, uncontrolled mind, obstinate mind. And Shishupal represents the senses and the sense objects. And Bhishmak is representing intelligence, although superior but weakened. And the Brahman, he represents the Guru and the Vaishnavas. And Lord Krishna, you know, the message is sent when the soul, or when Rukmini realizes her precarious condition, that how in just few days Rukmi is going to marry her to Shishupal. So she sends this Brahman to Lord Krishna with her message that she does not want any other thing, any other shelter except Lord Krishna. And what was the cause of her attraction to Lord Krishna? So that is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam in the previous chapter, that Rukmini Devi, she never saw Krishna even once in her lifetime. The only way that she got attracted was just by hearing about the activities, the character, the qualities of Lord Krishna. And we see that Prahlad Maharaj very beautifully describes that the process of devotional service is ninefold. It starts with Shravanam, which is the easiest, which is so easy that even if we are inattentive, the ears are always open and something is going on inside. Sometimes, most of the times, in class we fall asleep, but still something is going on. Something is going in the ear, and that is purifying. Once Srila Prabhupada, someone complained to Srila Prabhupada that this particular devotee, he is always sleeping in the class. So Prabhupada said, at least he is coming to the class and sleeping. Many people, they are sleeping at their home. And even if he continues to do this, he will be purified. And who was that devotee? He was Jayananda Prabhu. Because he was always absorbed in his services so much, was physically tired, he would always be falling asleep, could not be attentive. But we see what was the quality of that devotee. So here we see that this pastime also glorifies the process of Shravanam. That just by hearing from different sages and devotees, Narad Muni, Rukmini Devi gets so much attracted to Lord Krishna and decides that her heart is only for Lord Krishna and for no one else. So that was the result of her attentive hearing of the pastimes. And we see that it was not that she only restricted herself to hearing. Then when a person after hearing applies intelligence, then there is a impetus to do something for what we have already heard. Then there is an impetus to do something, and we see that as soon as Rukmini, she understood the plans of Rukmi, and immediately she swung into action. The result of hearing is surrender, and Rukmini had already mentally taken shelter of Lord Krishna. And when she sees that now situation is going to change, because the powerful brother of hers, Rukmi, who is representing the mind, you know, we all know it's very powerful, and the situation is going to change, she may not get the association of Lord Krishna. And so she immediately started doing some action. She immediately wrote a letter and sent a capable pious Brahmana to Lord Krishna. So she took effective steps to get Krishna's shelter. And so we see here that surrender or sharanagati, the very word sharanagati, you know, it has sharan and also the word gati, which is a continuous process. So in one of the lectures I was hearing, His Holiness Radhanath Swami was saying that surrender is not a one-time affair, that today I have surrendered. I have, you know, many times, you know, in our process of bhakti, the, you know, the way that we show our surrender to the process is we take shelter of the Guru Parampara, we take initiation. That's not all. That's the beginning. So, the process of surrender, Maharaj was saying, is a moment-to-moment affair. It's continuous. It's not just one time. That today I have surrendered, now it's all. It's over. No. Because every moment, life is presenting us so many choices. And if we narrow it down, the choice is only two, basically. Either or. To remember Krishna or to forget Krishna. To take shelter of Krishna or to take shelter of his illusory energy. And here we see that Rukmini was desperate to take shelter of Krishna and nothing else. So, in that lecture Maharaj was saying that the process of surrender is not just restricted to this lifetime. When a devotee surrenders to the Lord, he surrenders for lifetimes, lifetime after lifetime. And when Rukmini Devi, she writes this letter, she also expresses that. In the last verse of the letter, she says that if for some reason, because of my inadequacy, if I am not able to take your shelter, then I am ready to purify myself lifetime after lifetime, but I will not leave your shelter. So, you know, the process of surrender is continuous. And Krishna, he reveals himself based on our sincerity, that how sincerely we are taking to the process, we are surrendering, we are communicating our surrender to the Lord. And to the extent that we show our sincerity, Krishna gradually reveals himself and, becomes, revealed to us. But that also Krishna does at his convenience. It's not that I have surrendered today, now I should become fully Krishna conscious. It does not happen that way. Krishna sees, and when he sees that here is the perfect time, then he reveals himself. When there is the utmost, desperation in the devotee, then he actually surrenders. And we see that, you know, when Rukmini Devi sent that letter expressing her intent of surrender to the Lord, she was, after sending that letter, into great anxiety because she was not sure whether Krishna is going to come or not. And the time of marriage is coming and it's very close in just few days. And she was in great anxiety. And in that anxiety, she was thinking herself that, you know, she is unfortunate because she may not be, you know, the perfect match for the Lord. And in that she is going through so many different, you know, emotions which has already been discussed. And, you know, the devotee may have that anxiety, but there is an assurance that more than our anxiety, it's the Lord's anxiety to accept us at His feet. And we see that there are so many places where Lord Krishna actually shows or exemplifies that. In one of the verses in third canto, when Lord Kapila is describing the execution, the process of execution of devotional service to his mother Devahuti, so he says this one very nice verse appears. अभिच्य दर्शनम शाश्वत सर्वलोक नमस्कृतम संतम वयसि कैशोरे भक्तानुग्रह कातरम. So the verse says that Lord Krishna, he is always eternally revealing himself to the devotee and he is always worshipable by everyone, all the residents of different planets, and he is ever youthful and very eager. Bhaktanugraha kataram, very eager to bestow his blessings upon his devotees. And we see that in this particular episode, in the letter that Rukmini Devi writes, she gives Lord Krishna detailed action plan, directions of how he can kidnap her. She exactly describes what happens when and where there is a loophole in the security and you can come and kidnap me. So Rukmini Devi, she is, if we see from another point of view, she is actually instructing Lord Krishna. She is giving directions. So if we see this as a drama of kidnapping, then Rukmini Devi is the director and Lord Krishna is actor. So actor does everything only based on the directions of the director. Director says sit, so the actor sits. Director says stand, so the actor stands. And many times, you know, for all those who may have acted in dramas, it's a very, you know, tedious task to be actor and of course to be director also. So here we see that Lord Krishna is taking directions from Rukmini Devi and doing exactly as she said. She says that don't come with army, and Lord Krishna does not come with army. She says that come very stealthily, no one should be able to know that you have come for kidnapping me. And then at the right moment when I am coming out of the temple, you kidnap. So the verse is going to come later. Now she is entering the temple. And this also shows the bhakta vatsalta of Lord Krishna, that how he is, you know, as we saw that, you know, he is bhakta anugraha kataram, he is so much eager to bestow his blessings on his devotee, and for that he is even ready to give up his supremacy. So here she is telling the supreme personality of Godhead what to do. Does he not know what is the right moment, what is the right time? But still, you know, Rukmini from her side, she is doing her best that how she can be taken away by Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna very humbly follows the instructions. So that shows his eagerness to actually, you know, take the surrender of the devotee. And not only that, you know, we see that, you know, once a devotee expresses that, you know, Krishna, I want to surrender, then you know, the Krishna actually swings into action. Here we see that when Rukmini sent this letter, and it was just a matter of night which was remaining, only one night, and Krishna immediately took all efforts to come. And we see that, you know, the efforts which are taken by the Lord are much greater than what a devotee may take. It's just that the soul has to express that I want to surrender, and then all the arrangements for executing that surrender are made by the Lord. So, you know, we all would acknowledge that, at least I can say that we did not have any plan to come into the devotional process. No one, at least I can say that, you know, there was no plan bhakti karne ka. Maybe sometime in some lifetime we may have desired, and suddenly, you know, so many arrangements that some devotee comes, gives prasad, we come to the temple, get interested, you know, we read book. So in this book marathon, you know, it's just that the person who is taking, he just has to have a desire. I want to take Bhagavad Gita. That is akin to the desire that I want to take Krishna. And then, rest of all, the work is of Krishna. He will make arrangements in which a person actually comes to the lotus feet of the Lord. And this is not a conjecture, it is a fact. Lord Krishna, when Lord Ram, you know, in Ramayana, he says, in one of the verses, when Vibhishan, he comes to accept the shelter of the Lord, Lord Ram, he says, Sakredeva prapannoyam tavasmi iti yachate. That even once a person says that, O Lord, I am yours. What we have to say? O Krishna, I am yours. That's all. What we have to say? Just this much. And then Krishna says, or Lord Ram here in this verse, he says, I will make sure, this is my promise, that I will give this person shelter forever hereafter. This is my promise. This is my vow, he says. And Lord Krishna does not forget his vows. We may forget, but Lord Krishna does not forget. To the extent he says, even if Ravan were to come here now, I will accept him and I will forgive all his mistakes and all his sins. And, you know, to speak in so many words of what Lord Krishna is ready to do for all of us, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, in different chapters, there are so many shlokas that Krishna says what he is ready to do for us in reciprocation to our just saying, O Krishna, I am yours. In 12th chapter he says that Tesham aham samudharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami na chirat partha. He says, I am the swift deliverer of the soul who is entangled in this ocean of birth and death. So he is the swift deliverer. What we have to do is just raise our hand. He says, aham ajnana jamtama, in the 10th chapter, that I destroy the darkness which is born of ignorance by igniting the lamp of knowledge in the heart of the devotee. Further he says, yoga kshemam vahamyaham, I carry personally whatever a devotee lacks and preserve what he has. So much he is ready to do. So much work, you know. He says in the last chapter, aham tvam sarva papebhyo, I will free you from all your sinful reactions. Do not fear. And then he also says, name bhakta pranashyati, that devotee, he will never be vanquished. So many things Lord Krishna is ready to do, and he is saying, I will do it, I will do it. What we have to do, what he is expecting? Just satatam kirtayantumam. Just try to always remember Krishna by executing the ninefold devotional service. And then Krishna is ready to do so much. He says, just surrender unto me. And the process of surrender is not so difficult. He says, what we have to do? Man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. Just always think of me, become my devotee, offer your obeisances to me, worship me. That's all. And he says, how we have to do? By just absorption. Yuktvaivam atmanam matparayana. What we have to do is just absorb ourselves in the process of devotional service and do it with devotion. That's all is required. But still, you know, the nature of this material world is that the things around us are so alluring and tempting that they always make us forget this very simple basic thing which we are supposed to do. Realizing that, Lord Krishna speaks this verse again. We are bound to forget. So again, at the end, he speaks, Man mana bhava mad bhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mamevaishasi satyam te pratijani priyoshime. He says, previously he mentioned that just by doing that, he will come to me. Here he says, this is my promise. Satyam, I am telling the truth. It's not just statement. Now this is my vow. This is my promise. That if you can just do that, you will come back to me. You know, come out of this cycle of birth and death. And in the what is expected from a sadhaka is just that determination of endeavoring for absorption with devotion. And exactly this thing was communicated by Rukmini Devi in her letter to Lord Krishna. And in the reciprocation, Lord Krishna comes immediately. So from external point of view, Rukmini Devi never saw Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna also never saw Rukmini Devi. But still, just by this expression of intent, he is ready to do anything and everything, knowing fully well that there will be a lot of opposition. There will be so many armies, especially knowing that, you know, the person who hates Lord Krishna the most, Shishupal, he is the proposed bridegroom of Rukmini. So can you imagine so many odds? But Lord Krishna is ready. And then we see that when Lord Krishna comes here in this verse, in previous verses it is stated that, you know, Lord Krishna arrived and everyone came to know that Lord Krishna has come. And all the citizens of Kundina, they were very eager that Rukmini should get married to Lord Krishna, because they both were perfect match made for each other, as they say. So here in these verses, the day of marriage, the first ritual, that is that Rukmini Devi goes to the temple of Bhavani. Now it is interesting that when she was in anxiety, she was not able to get any communication from the Lord. She starts thinking that maybe the demigods are not happy with me. Maybe Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Durga Devi herself, whom she is worshipping, she is not happy with her service. But now that she has got that clear communication that Lord Krishna has come, she is very grateful and goes to the temple of Bhavani with the prayer that, let Krishna be my husband. So in the next verses, that specific prayer will come. But when she is going to the temple, she is heavily guarded, because there is danger at every step. Anything can happen at any time. And Rukmini Devi is very carefully guarded. She is as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions in the purport, in his purport of in Sararatha Darshini, that Rukmini Devi, she came till the gate of the temple in palanquin, so she was protected. And the only 15 steps that she has to take from where she gets down in the palanquin, from the palanquin and to the temple, that is the only time and place where she walks. And there also she is very heavily guarded. So, that little while when she is walking, there are so many people standing around. And this is the temptation. We may execute our devotional service very nicely, properly. It is just a matter of some time that we will actually, you know, be fully realized. But there is danger at every step. There is always temptation. There is always, you know, different attractions. There were so many kings and princes who were standing to see her for the first time. And, you know, when Shukdev Goswami describes her beauty, anyone would get agitated. And these kings who are actually seeing her, they become so much afflicted that it is described they start falling from their horses, from elephant also. So, here is very interesting that how a person can feel that he or she is so powerful and has so much charisma and influence that people are ready to become slaves. By they are expressing that how they are so much afflicted with the beauty of Rukmini, they are actually showing that how they are so much eager to achieve her. And that sense of, you know, being able to control someone's emotion could be the highest kind of fulfillment or temptation into thinking that I am in control, that I am the master, which ultimately leads to the point of a person thinking that I am God. And Srila Prabhupada says that that is the last snare of Maya, to think that I am God. By execution of our devotional service, we achieve so many things. So much knowledge, so much fame, so much charisma, and so much following. And it is very easy to get, you know, illusioned by all this. But Rukmini Devi, in her heart, she was always thinking that she has to surrender to Lord Krishna. Although, from outside, so many people are telling that you become our master. We are your servants. But her heart, in her heart of heart, she was always surrendered. So, you know, in our life also, in situations, so many temptations come, which actually convince us that you can enjoy. All this is for you. But, you know, for a sadhaka, it is very important to always be fixed in this understanding, that I am the servant. And that's when Lord Krishna will actually come. Those 15 steps, she had the choice. She could, you know, see someone and fix her mind, okay, this person is good. That's all. Krishna would have gone. But she was searching for Krishna even in those temptations. So, you know, Rukmini Devi perfectly plays the role for, you know, what a sadhaka should learn from this whole episode. And then Krishna does reciprocate in a very nonchalant, very easy way. He comes, picks her up and goes away. After circling all those who are standing there, who are in different moods, swooning, falling, afflicted by lust, they could not understand what happened. So, you know, this story very nicely depicts that how if we just fix our mind on Lord Krishna and we with determination always stick to the process of devotional service, then it's just a matter of time that, you know, we'll achieve the ultimate goal of our life of getting pure love of Lord Shri Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, although there is some time, but I am afraid to ask any questions. If there are any comments, you can make some comments. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Rukmini Dwarkadhish ki jai.